Unit 17, page 277, exercise 4B.
Thanks for giving me some time today. Here's my first question. Was the area first inhabited by the Inca?
No, it wasn't. Long before the Inca, the Aymara created a great civilization around Lake Titicaca. In fact, the Aymara still live in Bolivia.
Interesting. Now, let's talk about farming. I know potatoes are an important food crop in the mountains of the Andes. Is corn grown there as well?
No, it isn't. The climate is too cold for corn. But quinoa grows well there.
Quinoa? Is that spelled with a K?
No, it isn't. You spell it with a Q. Q-U-I-N-O-A. Quinoa is a traditional grain, like corn and wheat in other places. It has been eaten by the inhabitants of the Andes since ancient times. In fact, it's been a major source of food for more than 5,000 years.
Now, everyone thinks of llamas when they think of Bolivia. What are these animals used for?
Oh, for many things. Clothing, meat, transportation. But they only do well high in the Andes.
I see. And what about other resources? I know that tin is extremely important in Bolivia. Where is it mined?
Well, the richest sources of tin are found in the Andes.
And how about the eastern part of the country? What resources are in that region?
In the Oriente? Oil and natural gas.
Okay, let's talk about languages now. I know Spanish is the official language of Bolivia, but what other languages are spoken in the country?
Actually, more people speak Native American languages than Spanish.
That's interesting. Now, I know scientists love Bolivia for its wildlife. Are there still many jaguars there?
Yes. In the last decades, conservation has been made a top priority by our government. It's become their mission to protect jaguars and other rare and beautiful animals. We must show these animals respect, or we risk losing them.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I'll send you a copy of our publication as soon as the article comes out.